When the pandemic hit, the global economy screeched to a halt, but oil suppliers didn't stop pumping immediately, and the result was a massive glut of crude on the market. Stacey Vanek-Smith and Cardiff Garcia from our daily economics podcast, The Indicator from Planet Money, uncover how some companies have found innovative ways to store that oil.
Oil is normally stored in giant tanks, tanks that hold more than 500,000 barrels of oil each. And in April, as demand for oil dried up, all those tanks started filling up.
Prices to store oil doubled, tripled, went up by 600% in some cases.
It would be like if all of a sudden your internet bill was like $700 a month. And you're like, wait, like, and that was just something I thought was going to stay like $70 a month. And now it's $700.
David Deckelbaum is an oil analyst with Cowen, an investment bank. He says oil companies were running out of space to store their oil, but they couldn't sell the oil either. So they started getting creative.
Some companies, like Hess, bought enormous oil tankers and filled them to the brim with oil and pushed them out to sea. Other companies just went bankrupt. They couldn't sell their oil, and they couldn't afford to store it.
But of course, this was an opportunity, too. If you could store oil, you could make a lot of money. And people did start seeing opportunities. People like Sean Lovelace, president of Well Water Solutions and Rentals. Sean's company builds big storage tanks for water.
You know, have you seen like those above ground swimming pools? Just take that out and make it 200 foot and then make those sidewalls 12 feet. And that's what it is.
Sean saw the price of oil storage going crazy. And he thought, wait, we could store oil in our water tanks and we could charge a lot for that. Sean realized he could make $40,000 a month storing oil in one of his tanks and still be really competitive price wise. So he placed a couple ads online. Thought he'd get a few calls.
Boy, it was crazy there at the beginning. The amount of calls and things, it was absolutely bonkers. Just getting flooded with calls, and I mean, we had some people saying we want 100 tanks. It's like, dang.
All kinds of companies jumped into the oil storage business. Companies that normally store wine, laundry detergent, shampoo, they were all jumping into oil storage.
But oil analyst David Deckelbaum does not think the oil storage boom is going to last.
David says as soon as the economy gets going again and demand for oil goes up, companies will not want to store their oil. They will want to sell it and make money off of it. So demand for storage will go down and the price of storage will go down.
In fact, we're already seeing that. As cities across the U.S. started to reopen, oil prices started rising again and demand for storage started to flag. Sean Lovelace of Well Water Solutions, he noticed.
Where we were getting probably 3, 4, 5 big calls a day, I mean, we might get one a week now. So yeah, it's died down quite a bit with the oil prices hopping back up.
But with recent news that coronavirus cases are rising, oil prices are edging down, which could mean that the oil storage boom may not be over quite yet.
Stacey Vanek-Smith,
Cardiff Garcia, NPR News.